Let's turn in God's Word to 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 26, the whole chapter. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all these and all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words, to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, and humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." Well, those are God's words. Again, these are instructions for Timothy, but generally they are instructions for the church and for elders and pastors. In the first two verses, Timothy is being exhorted to continue his work by the grace of God and by preparing faithful men, young men, to be able to be elders and pastors, the next generation of ministers. And that our calling as a congregation, as elders, for me as a pastor, if God will so provide young men, and that to do that in our midst. And then Paul calls him to be persevering in his service to the king, even though there's great struggles like a soldier and like an athlete and a farmer. And he encourages Timothy by reminding him of the gospel for which he himself suffered. And he gives this great statement that though we may at some time be chained and be in prison, he's talking about the word of God is not chained. It is not bound. It's not in prison. It is living and it is free. And so continue. The call here is continue serving Christ for the building up of his kingdom, no matter what comes. We're all of which we're hearing in Romans this evening and Chronicles. Further, as it is often common among young men, especially we talked about that in 1 Timothy as well. Timothy, he's telling Timothy, you should shun profane and idle or vain babblings. That is, that their message of these false teachings will spread like cancer. And there's two people he named here. There's a man and a young man in an RP church. He's under church discipline right now. We'll name his name. Because he loved the study of doctrine, which is good, but without discernment, he had no discernment, it led to his denying simple truths about the Trinity. Well, we need to be careful, beloved, and be discerning, and coming always back to the Scriptures, and even when we're thinking of new things, perhaps coming to the elders and asking for their help. Because the faith of some, verse 18, it says, might be overthrown. And in this case of Hymenaeus and Philetus, their faith was overthrown. And besides those who make a shipwreck of their faith, the foundation of God is solid and it stands. Verse 19, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And so, beloved, similar to the warning given already, flee youthful lusts, pursue holiness and godliness in Christ, and as you serve Christ, our King, that's what we're going to hear this morning in Chronicles, do not be quarrelsome, but gentle and patient filled with humility. You might win those who do not believe the doctrines of Scripture, parts of them, even within the church. Be gentle and patient filled with humility. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your life-giving word. And Father, it is often the case that we are perhaps not always patient with sinners, not always gentle with them. Sometimes we are too gentle, and we're not coming with your word to bear often. We attempt to chain your word by not speaking it. Father, we pray that we would, as it tells us in Ephesians, to speak the truth and do so in love with the proper gentleness, godly gentleness, and humility. Father, we ask that we would love our brothers and sisters in the church enough to speak the word at the right time and to show compassion, to bear burdens of the weak and the struggle, those who are struggling. Father, we ask that you would help us in the church, especially amongst the elders, to watch out for error, to protect the sheep, to protect the church from false teaching, to call out false teaching when it happens, that we would turn from it and not give an ear to it. And Father, we pray for that young man and the church. Pray that he would turn back to you, and that he would not make a shipwreck of his faith, and because of his wife, submissive wife, he would not make a shipwreck of her faith. Father, we ask that you would call him back. We're thankful that you are a God who answers our prayers. Father, we've prayed for many weeks, months, years for more families, that you would grow us, and maybe that is now that you're beginning to answer that, and thankful for the Hodges showing their desire to join us, and Father, thankful for the other families who have been visiting, even the family this morning who we didn't even know and yet came. Thankful for them. Ask that you would give them wisdom, and all others who may be considering joining us, give them wisdom, and if it be your will, that you would bring them to us, grow our church to help us, encourage us, and that we might be a greater light in your kingdom in this world as we go out from here, testifying of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thankful that Chuck is seemingly getting better hearing in his right ear. Pray that you'll continue to heal that ear and help his hearing. We're thankful that he's able to wear his hearing aid again. And pray this evening for Dina, who's not feeling well. I ask that you would heal her body as well. Father, we're thankful for your church. We're thankful for your church throughout the world and the church that suffers under abuse and persecution and calls for them to turn to other gods and not worship you, but worship false gods. We pray that you would keep them strong and that they would continue to bow the knee only to Christ and to Him alone. And that you would strengthen us to do the same when the time comes for us to need to do that. Father, we pray for more opportunities to tell people of the gospel and invite them to come to worship. And as the disciples were being called early on in the gospels, that they would come and see Jesus. And we would call others to come and see Jesus, even here as we gather and we hear you speak to us through your holy and living and true word. Father, we're thankful for your word, that it is sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces to the division of bone and marrow and soul and spirit. And so pierce our hearts this evening, that you would sanctify your children and you would bring sinners to yourself out of the darkness and into the marvelous light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the only Savior of God's elect. And Father, as we continue, please be praised. Praised by our thoughts, exalted by our hearts and our desires, and that your name would be given all praise, even from our emotions of joy, of sorrow in the right time, of struggle, and that our anxious thoughts, our worries would be turned to thanksgiving in you. Father, help us in all these things and protect us this week from the evil one and lead us not into temptation. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.